Chicago Tribune reports, before taking a flight, many people would think about the question, what kind of stranger will I be sitting next to for several hours? It could go well or horribly, you never know. However, it turns out that now, in a few cases, you can know. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines offers a program called Meet and Seat. It lets passengers share parts of their Facebook, Google Plus or LinkedIn profiles, see the profiles of other participants on the flight and choose seats next to someone who seems like good in-flight company. And the QuickLed smartphone travel app recently introduced a Facebook check-in feature that lets users see who will be sitting next to them and, if those passengers have allowed it, linked to their Facebook profiles.
Really?
Good. Just another thing to reveal our personal information
on our social
networking website.
Yes, you're right. And also, the last thing we want on planes is for everyone to be chatting. That's the nice thing about a plane. You get on the plane, do as you're told. I've described it before. It's the one environment in our lives where adults are treated like five-year-olds. Like, sit down, shut up, don't make trouble, drink your drink when you're given it, hang on to your tray until we come and collect it, and watch a film and you'll be all right. I mean, that's the plane. But we don't want people chatting, do we? And if they start matching people up, in like who they might chat with, that the place will be a hubbub of noise in there, won't it?
Yeah, that's terrible. I would like to keep my eyes on an e-book reader when I travel.
You don't want people. I mean, you're one of those. I'll bet you're one of those people that puts the headphones in your ears, even though you're not listening to anything, just so people don't talk to you.
No, I just stare at my e-book reader, although I can't tell if I'm reading it.
Sometimes it's. I mean, do you introduce yourself to the person sitting next to you on the plane?
Not if it's not unless it is a good-looking girl.
Really? I always do. I mean, I fly back to the UK sometimes, so it's a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-hour flight. And I just think it would be, you know, impossible and not very polite to fly for 10 hours sitting next to someone and you haven't even said hello to them until you want them to move out of the way so you can go to the shisho gen. So I always make a point of saying something to them.
For example, like, I might want to use the toilet. Please make room for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you until I want to use the toilet later.